All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Daily Pep Talks. Your favorite type man, Jackson Rhee, here to kickstart your day and inject some serious awesomeness into your routine. Today's topic. Something we'll need a little more of in our crazy, hectic life: self-care. Yeah, you heard me right. Not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are fantastic. But the real deal: nourishing your mind, body, and soul to become the absolute best version of yourself. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly giving, 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 with little left for yourself? You know that feeling when you're so drained you can barely muster up the energy to do things you love? Well, guess what? That's a major red flag screaming self-care time. Now, I get it. Life throws curveballs, responsibilities pile up faster than laundry on a Saturday, and sometimes me time feels like a mythical creature reserved for unicorns and superheroes. But here's the truth. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in your car expecting it to run on empty, right? So why treat yourself that way? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become a self-care champion. First up, identify your needs. We all have different love languages and ways of recharging. Some people thrive on social interaction, others need solitude. Maybe you find solace in nature, walks, or getting lost in a good book. The key is to figure out what truly nourishes you, then prioritize it. Don't just guess, actually listen to your body and mind. They're constantly giving you clues. Next, schedule self-care time. Seriously, put it on your calendar like any other important appointment. Treat yourself with the same respect and dedication as you would a meeting with a client or a doctor's visit. Because, guess what? You deserve it. And trust me, those 30 minutes of meditation or that hour long hike will leave you feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the rest of your day. Be present in the moment. Sounds simple, right? But in our world of constant distractions, phones buzzing, emails flooding, news headlines screaming, it's easy to get lost in the whirlwind. So when you're practicing self-care, whether it's taking a hot bath or simply enjoying a cup of tea, try to be fully present. Savor every sensation, every sip, every breath. This helps quiet the mental chatter and allows you to truly relax and recharge. Number 4. Learn to say no. This is a game changer. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or set boundaries that protect your time and energy. Saying no doesn't mean you're being rude, it means you're prioritizing your well-being. And trust me, people who truly value you will understand. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this is the golden rule. You're a human, you make mistakes, you have bad days. Don't beat yourself up over it. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and a life filled with self-care. Now, let me share a quick story that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines looming, emails piling up, phone calls ringing off the hook. You're running on caffeine and sheer willpower. Suddenly, your friend texts you, "Hey, free for coffee later," but your mind screams, "No time, I have a million things to do." And that's when I want you to pause and ask yourself, is this serving me? Will skipping coffee with my friend actually help me tackle all these tasks more effectively, or will it leave me feeling even more drained and isolated? You see, sometimes the biggest acts of self-care aren't grand gestures, they are about choosing moments of connection, joy, and relaxation even amidst the chaos. So next time you feel that urge to push yourself beyond your limits, remember this. A little self-care goes a long way. Alright, awesome people, let's recap. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Identify your needs, schedule it in, be present, learn to say no, and above all, be kind to yourself. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to prioritize themselves. And hey, if you want to keep the conversation going, hit me up on social media. I'm always down for some good vibes and self-care chat. Until next time, keep shining bright, champions.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.